From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Governor Jerry Brown has until Thursday to come up with a way to reduce prison overcrowding in California or face a contempt charge. Katie Orr has more from Sacramento.
A three-judge federal panel says California must further reduce its prison population by the end of the year. The panel has threatened to hold the governor in contempt unless he presents a plan to do that. Jeffrey Callison is with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. He says a plan is being created.
That does not mean to say that necessarily 9,500 inmates need to be released by the end of the year, although that would be one way of achieving the goal. Another way of achieving the goal would be to increase the capacity of the prison system.
Still, Callison says the state believes it's already reduced the prison population sufficiently. He says diverting low-level offenders to county jails has cut the population by about 25,000 inmates. Brown is appealing the court ruling. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
California lawmakers look at a package of bills today that would expand the roles of non-physicians in an effort to deal with the shortage of primary care doctors. This comes as millions of new people are expected to get coverage under the Affordable Care Act. California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley says the Brown administration hasn't taken a position, but she says the new era in healthcare will involve a team-based approach and will require patients to shift expectations.
Many of us expect that if we don't see the physician, we haven't received health care. And yet there are many, many ways that health care is delivered by other professionals. And we're going to have to change some of our attitudes, I think, as patients about who we need to see and empower others in the system.
Dooley is concerned California healthcare professionals may be trained to offer services their licenses don't allow them to provide. Find these and other stories at krcb.org. News.